Fifth stage. This stage starts at Kabelta and ends on St. Mark's Square. This stage takes 120 minutes. From the tailoring workshop, you take Ponte and Cae de Baiote. Baiote were small balls which were used for the election of the members of the state councils. And after the Ponte dei Barretieri, where bonnets were being made, you find yourself on the Mercerie, the oldest street in Venice connecting Rialto with St. Mark's Square, and then you reach the square in Venice, the political and administrative center of Venice, where all buildings had been made by the state for the state. If you turn your back to St. Mark's Church, you will see the Procuratie Vecchie, built in the late 15th century, and down to your left, you see the Procuratie Nuove, mostly built in the 17th century. They were once the homes of the Procuratori, that is, of the highest ranking city officers. Between them runs the Ala Napoleonica, Napoleon's Palace, which is now the seat of the Museo Correr, which you can access with the same ticket of the Doge's Palace. Rising above the Procuratie Vecchie stands the clock tower, built at the end of the 15th century with two mechanical figures ringing the bell every full hour, named the Mori in Venice. During Ascension Day, the three kings come out of the tower. Looking to your left, between St. Mark's Square and the small square or Piazzetta, stands the Campanile. The word means bell tower, and this is a precise replica of the bell tower built in the 16th century, which collapsed in 1902 and was rebuilt in 1912. St. Mark's Cathedral gives its name to the square. This is the oldest building in Venice, and it dates originally from 829 AD, built to shelter the body of St. Mark brought by two Venetian merchants from Egypt to Venice. The actual building dates from the 11th century and is built in the Byzantine style, was consecrated in 1094. The church was the ducal chapel until 1797 and became the Cathedral of Venice in 1807. Now, looking at the facade, on it, there are two major works of art catching your eye. One is the group of four horses taken by the Venetians during the Fourth Crusade to Venice in 1204, and the other one is the array of mosaics, which cover a total of 8,000 square meters. The mosaic is made out of glass and gold and explains the stories of the Old and of the New Testament. The body of St. Mark rests under the high altar and the church, and above the high altar itself there is the outstanding Pala d'Oro, the golden altarpiece, made of enamels and half and real precious stones dating from 1345. Next to the basilica stands the Doge's Palace, the symbol of the wealth and of the power of the Venetian Republic, built between 1345 and 1436, when Venice was at the height of its power and importance. On its gateway, you can see a man, a doge, kneeling in front of a winged lion. That is the Porta della Carta, once the main access to the palace. The interior was burned out by two fires in 1574 and 1577, rebuilt then in the High Renaissance style and decorated by Titian, Veronese, Tintoretto and their workshops. Leaving the Doge's Palace, you will see on the opposite side of a Piazzetta, San Savino's library, still nowadays in use. Walking towards Lagoon, you will then see two tall columns standing, one with St. Theodore on it and another one bears the winged lion representing St. Mark. St. Theodore used to be the patron saint of Venice before St. Mark's body was taken to Venice. This Piazzetta has been the set of quite a few films, among them Sissi the Destiny, 007's film Moonraker with Roger Moore, and The Young Pope as well.